The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning. At the top of the 8 o'clock hour, you'll be hearing from your number one resource for local real estate news, Pointing You Home. And at 8:30, our Senior Solutions Real Estate Show is back. Stay tuned to hear from Terry Labui. She's a certified seniors real estate specialist. But now, let's discuss how one in three D.C. area homebuyers made sight unseen offers last year. What do I mean by sight unseen? I mean they didn't go inside the property. Sure, they probably saw pictures of properties, but they didn't actually get into the property. The technology available to assist home buyers in their search is stronger than ever. Last year, 32% of people who bought a home in the D.C. area made their offer without seeing the property in person. Now, nationwide, that average is 35%. I'm just astounded by that statistic. To think that someone would buy a house to live in and not actually see the house is pretty remarkable. But again, the photography these days is so good. And young buyers are even more likely to make an offer sight unseen. And this is according to Jeff Claybaugh. So there's a local real estate company that say that millennials' comforts with relying on information they find online about houses for sale, neighborhoods that they might not have visited in person, and the home buying process in general, that comfort level is much higher than it would be for an older generation. Buyers are feeling the pressure in a highly competitive housing market to get their offers to the sellers first. Recently, I had a property for sale in Washington, D.C. on Brandywine Street. Now, the owner had had the home for well over 50 years. The property was sold as is. I mean, it needed kitchen, bathrooms, and whatnot. The whole house needed to be redone. Now, we had a lot of traffic through the property. We ultimately did not get a buyer who came in and made an offer without seeing the property in spite of the quality images, which you can find at ericstewartgroup.com under our listings section. The technology available to assist home buyers is there, but not all home buyers are going to buy that way. The house on Brandywine, in spite of its work, sold well in excess of $1 million, even though it needs a good $400,000 to $500,000 redo. I mean, everything on the inside, possibly bringing it all the way back to the walls. You know, in Los Angeles, 57% of successful buyers made an offer on a home that they did not see in person. And in San Diego, it's 46%. Guess what? Baltimore, 28% of successful buyers in Baltimore made their initial offer sight unseen. Now, that's an interesting qualification to say it was the initial offer, because that means that maybe they went and made their initial offer to get in the game, but maybe then that bought them time to go over and actually take a peek at the property. 32% of D.C. homebuyers made their offers on a house in 2017 without seeing it first. So be aware of that. If you're a buyer, be ready to jump. And if you're not ready, maybe you should get some of the technology that will help you get ready so you can actually purchase without seeing. You'll still get a chance to do a home inspection if you put one in. There'll still be an appraisal. Something to think about. You know, more luxury apartments are really coming up in the fast-growing Navy Yard area. The Capitol Riverfront made Money Magazine's list of the 10 coolest neighborhoods in America last year. Capitol Riverfront and Yards Park in Southeast D.C. is already the fastest growing neighborhood in D.C., and the construction continues. Lerner Enterprises will break ground on Lerner 1000 South Capitol, which is a 13-story, 300,000-square-foot luxury residential apartment building. Its 250 residences are steps from the Navy Yard, Ballpark, Metro Station, and Nationals Park. D.C.-based architectural firm Shalom Baranis Associates designed the building. Lerner 1000 also aims to achieve the LEED Silver certification. Its fitness center will include Peloton equipment and a private yoga studio. Honestly, I'm not sure why you'd want to have a really nice fitness center with Peloton equipment when you could just take your bike and ride around that area. It's so beautiful down there. But maybe in the bad months, I don't know. You know, I'm not a Peloton rider, so I may not sympathize with that. The building will also include a private dining room with demonstration kitchen. So in case you don't know how to cook, you can bring one of your guests in and ask him to cook for you and show you how to do it. So Other amenities will include a rooftop pool. Love that. Love the rooftop pool. It's just the safest thing to do is put a pool on top of the roof in case, you know, something, you know, cracks the pool, and it's just a great thing. Entertainment center with theater. That's good. If you're going to be entertaining, you don't have a theater, I think that would be a mistake. And grilling and dining areas. So I think that these all sound good. There's a pet spa. You know, I know that I like to get my dog a massage occasionally, and that's very important too. Plus a bicycle repair shop. But why would you need that if you're riding a Peloton and it doesn't go anywhere? Lastly, there's street-level retail, which means that you can buy stuff from down on the first floor of the building that you're renting, you know, living in that location. All right, Capitol Riverfront, very nice. Okay, all tongue-in-cheek, a little bit of fun. Expected to double the number of people by 2019 from 8,000 to 16,000 in the next year. Huge, huge, huge. Folks, get your chance right now. Get down there to Navy Yard, buy an investment property, call the Eric Stewart Group at 800-900-9104. One of our team will help you find one. And guess what? You buy an investment property down there in Southeast with us, we'll throw a Peloton bike in with that purchase. How about that, folks? Okay, got it. Navy Yard growth isn't all because of the Nationals. I got to tell you, I'm so excited. There is a new soccer stadium opening up for my beloved DC United. We are so happy to be partnering with DC United and forming a relationship with them. These guys are going to be kicking ball down there. We're going to have a great time over the spring. Their first season game there at the park will be July 14th. If you haven't looked into it, look into it now. As the Washington Nationals kick off the 10th season at Nats Park, that neighborhood looks like nothing like it did in 2008 when it opened. I remember going to opening day with my son, and it was like it had been, except for this park in the middle of all of this non-construction, non-apartments, and old buildings. What a change. Recently, I was negotiating an offer with a purchaser on a property backing right up to $395 at $1 million. I was stunned. It's amazing. Great, great regentrification going on in that area. Take a look at the Navy Yard growth. It's not just because of the Nationals. You've also got this Southwest DC growth there right on the riverfront. Massive construction. I talked about that last week. You know, you need $83,000 in a salary just to buy a typical home in DC. And that's if you put down 20%. For the fourth quarter of 2017, the median home price in DC was $400,000, $397,100 exactly, while the national median is $247,800. With this, D.C. homebuyers need a salary of $82,949, essentially $83,000, if you put down 20%. Now, that's including principal, interest, taxes, insurance, all the things you need in order to pay that mortgage off over a 30-year cycle. So buy a house in D.C. for $400,000 on average, you got to have $83,000 to do it, folks. And you have to put 20% down. So you're talking about a $400,000 purchase, borrowing $320,000. So you got to come up with $80,000 plus about $15,000 in settlement charges. Okay, DC per capita income is 25% higher than the national average. That's not really that surprising. When you compare states around the country, and we have really one of the highest per capita incomes in the nation. Why is that? I want you to send me your suggestions. Why do you think our average income is 25% higher than the national average? We're going to pick the top three reasons from among everybody, and I'll share those on a future show. Send that to radio@pointingyouhome.com. That's radio@pointingyouhome.com, and we'll go over those answers, and we'll come back on a future show. Why do you think that the DC income is $75,596 on average compared to the national average of $49,571. Maryland is $57,000, Virginia $53,000. Again, D.C. $75,596. Why is that? Send your ideas to radio@pointingyouhome.com.
It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Well, I'm so happy at this time of year. This is kind of like the, you know, this is just the happiest time of year. It's like Christmas for real estate agents. We get to take listings, put properties on the market, get multiple contracts. But this past week, I had a pretty unusual experience. It was not Christmas. It was actually like the nightmare on Elm Street. I have a property on Vail Road. This is in Oakton, Virginia, and it's 11703 Vail. I want you to go to my Facebook page at Eric Stewart Group, and you can like my page there, but just watch the video there at Eric Stewart Group that I posted on my personal page, and you can see this home that I sold. You remember the windstorms that happened just over a week ago? We had an oak tree fall on this property. I give you a little virtual tour of what happened, the damage that was caused, and ultimately, I tell you exactly what happened as a result of that. It was just days before closing. Nightmare situation. It happened to me once before, about 10 years ago. House crushed a home in Rockville, Maryland. Came right down the middle of the house. Took about 5 months for the house to be rebuilt, but the buyer stayed in the contract, and actually they got a lot of newbies for, a lot of free stuff that they weren't going to get in that older house. New roof, new bathroom, new floors, whatnot. Well, thankfully, we've got some new houses we're putting on the market. It's going to be a while before I sell that house on Vail Road again. Go to ericstewartgroup.com if you want to get more information on us, but go to Facebook at Eric Stewart Group and just take a look at this virtual tour. It's dramatic. It's newsworthy. Hey, out in Bethesda, 6738 Selkirk Drive, Bethesda, single-family home, true Williamsburg beauty with fabulous curb appeal in the sought-after Bannockburn neighborhood, just on the market. I'll go over all the details in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. I want you right where you are, so stay there. I'll be right back.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Enchanting is a word that we use to describe homes that take you away, take you to a different feel of life, a quality and an essence of environment that enchants, that causes you to be enraptured in being there. There is a property that we've just put on the market at 6738 Selkirk Drive in Bethesda, Maryland. It is a five-bedroom, five-full-bath, one-half-bath, single-family home, a true Williamsburg beauty with fabulous curb appeal in the sought-after Bannockburn neighborhood of Bethesda. Feeds the Whitman School District. The highlights of this home include a two-story foyer with crown molding and recessed lighting, French glass doors that lead into a kitchen, hardwood floors throughout the first floor, including the kitchen, these massive windows that overlook the back of the property over the trees in the back and the in-ground pool in the backyard. There's a cabana with a private shower outside and a bar in front for parties. Inside, the living room features a wood-burning fireplace, hardwood floors, mahogany wood inlay, and opens up to a fantastic dining room. That chef-inspired kitchen has a six-burner Genair gas cooktop on the center island. French door, stainless steel refrigerator, granite-topped center island with overhead pendant lighting. Family room has a vaulted ceiling, floor-to-ceiling wood-burning fireplace, built-in cherry wood bookcase, and French glass doors leading out to the pool. There's also a spacious owner's suite with hardwood floors, another wood-burning fireplace, two walk-in closets, newly renovated owner's suite bath that features dual granite-topped vanities, stepped-up jetted tub, glass-enclosed sit-in shower, marble floors, vaulted ceilings, and a grand walk-in cedar closet with five built-in storage cabinets. Rounding everything out in the basement, rec room with a fourth wood-burning fireplace, recessed lighting, bedroom with ensuite bath, and exercise room with a mirrored wall and built-in speaker if you like to dance. You can enjoy a luxurious backyard featuring a heated pool, the cabana with a bar and a shower, an irrigation system, new Palladian windows in 2017, and the renovated owner's bath was done in 2014. That's Walt Whitman High School, Thomas Pyle Middle, and Bannockburn Elementary School, 6738 Selkirk Drive in Bethesda. Go to ericstewartgroup.com to see this and all of our listings. Property as you drive up to it, by the way, if you go to our website or drive by the outside, it looks like a home that you would find in Williamsburg. It's got that fantastic front porch with the rocking chairs and the American flag out front. It's got the sloping roof coming down with the chimneys off and the beautiful siding. Lovely setting, well-built, well-appointed home. Check it out.
My daddy told me there'd be times like these. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees.
I mentioned before the break a property in Oakton, Virginia on Vail. And I don't feel like I've done you service of explaining what happened. I got a call from two different real estate agents who happened to be driving by. They were driving by very, very late or very early, depending on how you look at it, Saturday. The call came in. It looks like there's a tree down, might be hitting the house, from one person. In another one, it said, it looks like the back of the house is open. That caused me a lot of concern. I set up to see the house Sunday morning last week after the show and went out. The buyer, the seller, and a tree man were already at the house discussing what had happened. I went into the front door of the house and immediately noticed that there was something different. Now, from the front, if you go to my Facebook page for Eric Stewart Group and you watch the video, I walk you up to the front of this house, you cannot tell what happened. It's only as you get into the video a little bit and you look at the back of the house that you see this massive oak tree, probably 100, 120-year-old oak tree, probably 100 foot tall, just crushed the master bedroom, right through the ceiling of the master bedroom. Would have killed the young family had they moved into that house. And we were settling in the middle part of this past week. We were supposed to. So God spared that family. Unfortunately, it's a very unfortunate event for everybody that it happened because they really wanted to live there. As I walked around to the left side of this property, as I walked around and I saw the back of the home, you could see this tree just crushed the back of the dining room as well, and pulled that wall out, like almost as if a giant's fist had come down on the back of the house. Boom! Just landed the back of the home and crushed it. The tree piercing through the family room, the cathedral ceiling of the family room, and into the kitchen, glass everywhere. You know, this is real estate. This isn't a stock. This isn't a piece of gold. You buy a home to live in it. Our homes are built as a place of protection, a roof over our heads, as we like to say. We make them our own. But you know, you and I, we have no guarantees in our lives that a house is going to be there tomorrow. Who would have thought? I wouldn't have thought that would happen. I knew we were going to have wind, but that kind of wind was pretty unusual. I mean, March comes in like a lion. It was 7 years ago. Maybe 2 days before that, 7 years ago, I was in a listing appointment in Bethesda, Maryland. I went in, I'm sitting with the seller, and I'm going through what it is we're going to do to market the house. I come outside, and there's a giant maple tree that has crushed my car. You know, so I've either the trees are out for me, or I've done just, you know, I mean, it's just... I like trees, okay? Let me make that clear to all the trees. I like you. So this is just an amazing thing. Go to Eric Stewart Group on the Facebook and take a look at the virtual tour of what I'm talking about. I'll walk you through and explain what is the impact of this on the contract. When is a contract dead in a situation like this? What is the seller's responsibility when a tree falls on their house? I'm sure you can imagine, but watch it. Take a look at it. So who pays for this? You know, contracts in real estate between the buyer and the seller, the house, the title to the house is transferred at the point of ratification. Okay, let me repeat that. Title transfers at ratification of a contract subject to the terms of the contract, meaning that the seller can ratify a contract with a buyer, and at that point in time, the buyer is the contract owner of the property. The seller cannot enter into a contract with somebody else to sell the property because they already have a contract to sell it to the first person, and that's binding. But the buyer and the seller have to fulfill the terms of the agreement, which is normally done at settlement where the seller receives the funds necessary for the purchase and the buyer accomplishes their loan and whatnot. In this case, though, the seller's responsibility is to deliver the property in substantially the same condition as at the time of purchase, and the seller cannot do that. It's the seller's insurance company. Insurance is essentially rented wealth. You're paying a few thousand dollars a year for your insurance in case you have, in this case, probably $150,000 or $250,000 devastation event. And that insurance through USAA will kick in and cover the cost of the tree removal, the housework, and whatnot. And my client, other than the time lost, will be protected. Sadly, the buyer is not going to move forward with the purchase. And I understand the why behind that. They'd already sold and settled their home just in the next week. They needed to move into a home, and they need to go find something. I wish them well. You can see more information about what happened, just the virtual tour that I've put together at Eric Stewart Group on my Facebook page for Eric Stewart Group. Hey, we've got a couple classes coming up. I want to just mention these to you in case, just in case you are interested in attending. I'll be teaching a class on aging in place this coming week in Virginia and in Maryland. And it will be an hour-long class on what are the options, including just staying in your home. Yeah, my business is real estate, but after 30 years in the business, I realized that 95% of us are never going to move. So why don't you come learn what you can do to enjoy living in your home for as long as you can or want to? Go to Eric Stewart Group, and you can register for that. Right after that class, an hour later, I'll give one on how to sell your home for top dollar if you're ready to sell or thinking about that. Okay? Great to be with you. Always fun. I'm Eric Stewart, pointing you home. Hope you'll join me for Senior Solutions coming up next.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.